The Red Sox looking to snap a two-game skid, taking on the Twins. Chris Sale on the mound looking for his 10th win of the year, going up against Jose Berrios for Minnesota. We pick it up, already 1-0 Sox, bottom of the first. Mitch Moreland at the dish.
And the 1-0 pitch, a drive to left center field in trouble. Eddie Rosario back, warning track at the monster and gone. Make it three straight games, Moreland has gone deep. That one to left center field is 12th, 2-0 Boston.
Swung and missed, chased it down and in. So Vargas goes down swinging, fourth strikeout for Chris Sale, strands one. Swung and foul tip, Leon hangs on and Polanco strikes out. Set up outside in the pitch, got him. Fastball up and away at 93 and Rosario strikes out, six punch outs now for Chris Sale.
2-1, one out, 2-2 on Jimenez. And the pitch, ground ball to third, might be two. Fielded by the third baseman, second for one. Pedroia's relay in time, double play. Lynn Pedroia on to Moreland, and the Red Sox pitch themselves out of a big jam, and Chris Sale fired up inside the Red Sox dugout. They turn two, and the Twins squander a great scoring chance. Jimenez sets up away, and the 0-1 is away and lined to right, a hit. Leon scores, bets to second, RBI single, Pedroia, 3-1, Red Sox. And the 0-1, fly ball, left field playable, Benintendi. On the grass, and now he charges. He's got it. Ball game over. Red Sox take game one, 4-1.
The Twins come up short against the Red Sox. Manager Paul Molitor spoke after.
I thought it was a pretty good ball game. Obviously, well pitched on both sides. They got first blood early. They came out and were aggressive. They barreled up a lot of balls in the first inning. Really, the only mistake I thought was the home run. He missed his spot on that one, but. I was proud of how Jose hung in there. You know, he kept us in the game, and we battled. We got a homer to cut it in half and had an opportunity there to at least tie the game. And, we didn't get it done, and they were able to tack on. But it was a good ball game overall, and Jose had a nice night considering the start.
Let's talk about the seventh inning. What did you see on that bunt call? It seemed to be a big call at the time.
Yeah, I thought it was a huge call. I'm not sure what Jeff saw. You get around, you square around, and the pitch is coming in at your leg. It's not that easy to move the bat and get out of the way at the same time. It was an obvious non-attempt from the way I saw it, and it changed the bat in that. And now he's got one pitch to try to get the ball down. So 2-0 or 1-1, it was a big moment in the game.
As the inning progresses, is part of the reason you don't hit for Jimenez there because of the catcher situation if the next guy goes down?
Yeah, I was considering doing that. I don't like to go too long in a ball game with one catcher. If we advance the runners, I probably was going to pull the trigger. But once we didn't get the guy over, I went ahead and let Jimmy take a shot at it.
What'd you see from Chris Sale?
Well, it's what we've seen many times. He had a nice mix. He used that two seam fastball a lot, which is a little lower velocity. But he ticked up to 97 when he needed it. But I think the biggest trouble we had was with that slider, especially down and into righties. He was good. He strikes people out. He puts the ball in play, and he keeps the game moving.
What do you expect to see from Hector tomorrow?
Hopefully something good. I'm sure he's hungry. You get what you do taken away from you for a little while and, have to go down and rehab and get yourself prepared. So I think he's feeling strong. We know he's got experience. It's obviously a good lineup to try to navigate through. But, just go out there and compete and do what you do, and hopefully we get a chance when we get, later stages of the ballgame.
The roster move to make room?
We're going to send Dylan back to AAA. The idea when he came over here was to do that originally, and we had the time clock got sped up by our need, and he just didn't get an opportunity here. I kept kind of looking for chances. It didn't happen. So he needs to go pitch. It's been a while, and we'll see if we can get him stretched out a little bit and see how he fits back in the mix.
Jose Berrios took the loss for the Twins as he allows four runs in 6 1/3 frames.
I was a little bit anxious at first. Obviously, it was awesome. It's an awesome experience to pitch here. It was sold out. A lot of fans were here, rooting for your team. So, yeah, it was an awesome experience.
You struggled early, but, boy, you got stronger as the game went on. How did you kind of weather the storm early?
Yeah, I was doing the ball, I think, almost at the middle of the plate, and they're good hitters. You know, they make a contact, and obviously I figured that I couldn't keep doing that if I wanted to last in the game. And so I made the adjustments I needed to do, and I was able to get stronger.
Do you get more pumped up when you're facing a pitcher like Chris Sale?
Ah, sí, sabemos que
yeah, when you go against a guy like Chris Hill, you know, you try to give 110%, but the reality is that I'm not pitching to him, I'm pitching to the hitters, so while it's cool, I don't have to face him, so it's not like it's anything special like that.
Up next, the series against the Red Sox continues on Tuesday with Hector Santiago on the hill.